It's pouring rain at Florida State University's Dick Houser Stadium, something Leon County Commission Chairwoman Marianne Lindley says fits the mood of Tallahassee.
I think this rain really emphasizes how we all feel a great sorrow in our community. On Saturday morning, our whole community did suffer a tremendous loss when first responders, like they do every day, rushed towards danger while others sought safety. It's what heroes do, and we lost one that day.
Leon County Sheriff Deputy Chris Smith was fatally shot as he and another deputy responded to a house fire. That fire was set intentionally by a man local law enforcement says had anti-government views. The incident happened just 2 days after gunmen opened fire on students at Florida State University's Strozier Library, injuring three before he was killed by police. Billy Graham Ministry Chaplain Kelly Burke says the community is hurting.
There has been a tear at the fabric of our society. There has been a shaking of our very foundation, but we are not without hope, and we are not hopeless, nor are we helpless. In fact, it is in these dark times, it is in the storms of life that character is built and molded.
Smith's family has requested privacy as they grieve, but they did want a song to be played in his honor. Governor Rick Scott has ordered flags to be flown at half staff today at the county courthouse, city hall, the Leon County Sheriff's Office, and at the state capitol. Smith's funeral is at noon at the Bradfordville Baptist Church. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.